brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I hear from so many of you, and I'm so grateful to see how you have found the food that really is in the Word of God. It's food that gives life. It applies to all of our situations. So listen carefully, because sometimes, you know, we read fast. We don't pause to think what God is saying. So let's take a look at the readings for this week, certainly, and the readings for today especially, with a mind that this word is living. This word is active. This word, as Scripture tells us, is sharper than any two-edged sword. Sometimes it's just a sentence that will hit you in a particular way, but it gives life. Gives life to your soul, gives life to your mind, gives life to your priorities. Let's take a look at the readings for today. The first one is taken from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4. And then it's kind of all over the place. It's 22 to 24, 26 to 27, and 31 to 5, chapter 5, verse 1. Brothers and sisters, it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by the freeborn woman. The son of the slave woman was born naturally, the son of the freeborn through a promise. Now, this is an allegory. These women represent two covenants. One was from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. This is Hagar. But the Jerusalem above is freeborn, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Rejoice, you barren one who bore no children. Break forth and shout, you who were not in labor. For more numerous are the children of the deserted one than of her who has a husband. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are children, not of the slave woman, but of the free-born woman. For freedom, Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." Do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Brothers and sisters, there's so much in just that reading that I could go on for an hour, and I know you don't want me to do that. But what I want to say to you about this is, in Christ, we are set free. You have a free will. Choose what is best. You have the choice. Please choose what is good and right in God's sight. Sometimes you have to pause, even if it's only for one sentence. You just have to pause and make sure that your priorities are straight. Do it kindly, do it peacefully, but do God's will. Let it be expressed in your conversation, in your relationships, in your own personal priorities. Let it be known. You are not a slave. You were born of the free. And God wants you to use that freedom for your salvation and for His glory. Are you willing to do that? Or have you done some things and then pulled away? Say, well, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. Are you listening to the Lord? I don't mean that every footstep you take, you have to consult the Lord. But in the general direction you go in a particular day, ask the Lord, "Lord, bless what I'm doing now. Lord, may what I am doing be conformed to your will." It's an attitude and a spirit. But if you really do that, as the day goes on, you really do see you have choices. And you want the choice for the right reasons, for the glory of God. It will benefit you not only now but for all eternity. Please consider this. Please be more careful. Psalm 113 tells us, "Blessed be the name of the Lord forever. Praise you, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever. From the rising to the setting of the sun is the name of the Lord to be praised. High above all nations is the Lord. Above the heavens is his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who looks upon the heavens and the earth below? He raises up the lowly from the dust, from the dunghill. He lifts up the poor. There is no one who is not seen by God. No one. And if you say, as you're listening to this program, well, I don't know that I believe in God, may God grant you faith to believe. May God grant you faith. I pray for you because it's faith in God that sets us free to do what is right and good for ourselves, but certainly for others. May his name be glorified in all our thoughts and words and actions. I'm not there yet either, but let's pray for that. I have to stop different times during the day and say, Lord, this is not for me, this is for you. I have to remind myself, because we're very self-centered. Let us ask God to give us the grace to obey God's will, because as God's will and our will are more closely united, we become better people, very much better people. Scripture says to us, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And we do. You know, God speaks to us by something that happens. He speaks to us by bringing someone to us. There are so many ways during a day that you can really serve the Lord by being kind to others, by speaking well of others. Please don't speak badly of others. If there's someone you need to pass on a piece of information, then do that because it's your job or whatever. Don't gossip. Please. Let's give God the glory. We want to have his name blessed forever through our every thought and word and action. And now as we look at the Gospel of Luke, while still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon." And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here. He is with us. Please honor his name. Please, if you tend to swear and you say the name of Jesus in vain, please stop it. Please let it go. The name of Jesus is your salvation. It's your hope. We live so many years here, but we're going to live for all eternity in either heaven or purgatory, at least for a while, or hell. I want everyone who listens to this program, I want us to get together when we're in heaven. You can tell me if it helped you or not, but I want to encourage you. Choose the Lord above all. If you tend to gossip, if you tend to drink too much, whatever, tend to lie about people, let's tackle it. Let's say, oh, that's just me. No, let's grab a hold of it and say, I don't want this in my life anymore. And you'll make mistakes, but keep working toward that goal, that you don't want that in your life anymore. And God will hear the generosity of your heart and help you. There is a beautiful prayer from the early church. In fact, it's a hymn that we used to, when I was a child, sing. O Christ Jesus, radiant light of the immortal glory of the Father in heaven, as the sun sinks to its setting, we are face to face with the twilight of evening. We honor God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are ever worthy to be hymned by voices that are pure. Son of God, who gives us life, the universe proclaims your glory. Brothers and sisters, does your heart honor the Lord? When you're by yourself and working, do you sing a song sometimes? What about sing a hymn? You might not be in the conditions where you can do that, but if you can, take time throughout the day to honor God. It could be just to say, Jesus, I love you, if that's all you have time for. But if you can say more, tell him how grateful you are to him. Tell him how much you look forward to see him. I can't imagine that. I haven't been able to even imagine that because it's way beyond our capability. But he loves you, and he loves to hear from you, because Jesus hears everything. I know you say that's impossible, but it isn't for God. He hears you. He hears me. He wants us to draw closer and closer and closer to him, because he wants, as that hymn said, the universe. We want the universe to proclaim his glory. We want us all to be given over to God. So begin with your speech. Think about your thoughts. And when you catch yourself doing something you shouldn't, apologize, say, I'm sorry, and then let it go and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I love you. I carry on and ongoing conversation. No, it isn't conversation because I don't hear anything in return. But I often talk to God. When times are challenging or difficult, I know he hears. I know he loves us. And he loves you. May God abundantly bless you and lead you. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.